in the parasha of Hagolas Kelim, it says, first is a drasha from Af, that you have to scrape off all the external rust or filth on it, and then afterwards you use each kli according to its use. If it was used with fire, you have to use fire to burn it out. If it's used for cooking, then you put boiling water in it. So he says a mashal, Chabad Chaim says a mashal for in case of the choosing. First you have to get rid of the external lichluk. Stop doing that neiris and prepare yourself to be chayz of a tshuva. Then you have to look at the internal causes of it. Because if you just temporarily stop doing the aveiros and you have that urge to do the aveiros, then eventually you can do it again. So you have to work on the internal causes. And then you have to know what is the thing that is causing you to the aveiros. Every person has to make his cheshbon with the eish, mayim, emotional for taiva and eish for kaiva, different things. You have to, like you said, in his boiling, what are these meters are the ones that are causing you to do what you're doing, and then work on the shevich. The Torah happens to be that the Torah is compared both to eish and to mayim. The words of Hashem are like a fire, and also Yechusa Ma'ina Sefer Chutza is going on the Torah, that's water. Chabad Chaim says that you can work on the specific mida that's causing you to aveiros. But if you work to put your koich to lim la Torah, the koich of Torah, it strengthens your whole tzad ha'ruchni, your spiritual side, which gives you the koich to overpower all the different things. So, if you want something that will cover everything, put extra koyches, like it says, from Ben Yoyna, that if a person learns a certain amount, you should increase his learning, whether in volume or in time, or the amount of effort he puts into it, and the more connected to the Torah, the more it will purge out all the needless worries that are causing us to do our various. Okay, the next line everybody knows. You have the opportunity to do it today also.